It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. My co-host Veronica Rickard is off today. Coming up, should Wisconsin ban e-cigarettes and vaporizers in indoor public spaces? We'll talk to a lawmaker making a push to do just that. First, today is the birthday of Mr. Baseball himself, longtime Milwaukee Brewers announcer Bob Uecker. Here's a clip from his self-deprecating speech at his induction ceremony into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2003.
I was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Actually, I was born in Illinois. I did not have a lot of ability as a kid. My dad wanted me to have everything that everybody else had. I think the first thing that he ever bought me was a football. And I was very young, and he didn't know a lot about it. He came from the old country. I mean, we tried to pass it and throw it and kick it, and we couldn't do it, and it was very discouraging for him and for me. And we almost quit. And finally, we had a nice enough neighbor came over and put some air in it. And what a difference.
Eerily prescient there with deflated footballs in the news these days. Today marks Uecker's 81st birthday. Here to talk about the legendary sports announcer and comedic actor is Andy Baggett. He's a sports writer for the Wisconsin State Journal. Andy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Well, Bob Uecker loves to joke about his less than stellar career as a major leaguer. He probably wouldn't have gotten into the Hall of Fame for that. But what are some of the highlights of his actual playing career?
Well, he's famous for talking about hitting 200. He's mm-hmm. famous for playing for the St. Louis Cardinals when they were catching Bob Gibson, another Hall of Famer. Those are the highlights. I think Bob would be disappointed if we rattled off any more highlights for him, just given the way he goes about living his life and the way he talks about his baseball career.
And I understand he had a brief stint as a scout for the Brewers, and that didn't go so great.
Well, that doesn't surprise. He's in his element when he's around people, when he's talking baseball. I think a lot of people in baseball start off as scouts, working their way up the ladder, and that doesn't sound like it's something that's too far out of Bob's realm, but he's definitely where he should be at this point.
Well, let's get a quick taste of what he is famous for. It is in the Baseball Hall of Fame for calling baseball games. Ryan Braun homer there. So what makes Bob Uecker stand out as for his career as a sports announcer?
Having been around him when I covered the Brewers, I think he comes across as someone who can make people laugh without any effort. And he does it in a way that is so self-deprecating and so sneaky. He doesn't smile. He doesn't let on. He doesn't make it seem like he gets the joke. But he's definitely joking, and he's definitely doing it in a humorous way, and he will drag anyone and everyone who's around him into the gag. I remember a time watching one of the first times I covered a Brewer game out in spring training. I happened to be sitting next to him. He started talking about something that just seemed so outrageous that you would put out on the airwaves as a radio announcer. I turned and I did a double take and looked at him, and he had his hand on the cough button the whole time. And it was a lesson I learned and applied many, many times afterwards that he's very sneaky, but very funny, and someone that you can never get there can never be too much of Bob Uecker in a baseball broadcast that isn't enjoyable.
That's something I've always wondered about broadcasters back way before I started doing anything of the sort, is how much of their on-air personality is shtick and how much of it is the real deal. Is there a big difference between Bob Uecker off and on the air?
It's hard to find a line there for him. It really is. He's very, again, he doesn't call attention to himself when he's not calling games. He kind of moves in and out of conversations, moves in and out of little groups of people. He doesn't, like I say, call attention to himself, which I've always found admirable about a guy who was on Johnny Carson so many times, who's made famous in the Miller Lite beer commercials, who hobnobbed in Hollywood. He always struck me as a guy whose roots were in Wisconsin, and he liked being a guy who was who mixed in with the regular Joe.
Yeah, growing up, I was telling you before we got on the air here, growing up in Michigan, Bob Uecker was still a household name because of his movies, TV show, and the Miller commercials. We would say, you know, good seats, eh, buddy, when we sat down in class in high school and that sort of thing. So what made this local sports announcer, a national figure.
Obviously, his sense of humor. I think his big break came with being on Johnny Carson. Because if you can make Johnny Carson laugh, I think that's a huge measuring stick. And again, it was his ability to be so straight. He could keep a straight face and tell jokes and tell stories, and you never got the impression that he was giggling at himself or anything like that. That he was a guy who knew how to make people laugh. He knew how to make people laugh. And when that happened, he treated it as if it was just another moment in the day. And I remember watching Johnny Carson's response to him. He laughed as much at Bob Uecker as he did at any comedian that's ever been on that show. And that's why we saw him so much on that show and why he became a household name as a result.
Yeah, even people who aren't baseball fans or from Milwaukee saw him on The Tonight Show or in the Major League movies or on Mr. Belvedere. So, I mean, I guess his natural personality just made him a good fit as a sitcom or comedic actor.
He was a natural comedian, but you wouldn't know it sitting in it, just sitting with him, because I don't think he ever took himself that seriously. He was a guy who, he was on a sitcom. He was in beer commercials. There were a lot of access points for him into our public consciousness, but I don't think he ever really got a big head about it. You talk about great lines. The Major League movie is one that my friends quote all the time. Just a bit outside, all those great, great lines that he had in that movie and that was filmed in Milwaukee partially. And he was, again, someone that when you turn on the radio to listen to him call a Brewer game, you expect to laugh at least four or five times in an inning just from the stories that he's going to tell or the delivery that he has.
Do you think he changed sports casting at all? I mean, you still see a lot of sportscasters who are pretty much just the facts. You don't always get the personality. Did he make a case that, we wanted the personality from our announcers?
I don't know that's a good question. I'm not so sure about it. I think every announcer is looking for that signature call, and Bob had one. Get up, get up, get out of here. There are very few that measure up to that one just for its distinctive element. And I think that's what I always remember about him whenever someone brings up a discussion about Bob. And again, his ability to laugh and make people laugh. I think he might have been a little bit ahead of his time with regards to bringing a personality into the play-by-play booth.
Well, you mentioned the fake broadcast where he had the mute to the cough button down. Any other stories leap to mind that say who Bob Uecker is?
I don't know that it would make you laugh, but it's just when you started covering the Brewers, there were radio people, there were TV people, newspaper people and back in the day. He treated you like you were part of a, not so much a family, but you weren't an outsider. And I always appreciated that. He made a point of finding out what your name was. He made a point of finding out who you worked for and what kind of a person you were. And if you went about your business the right way, I think you kind of got a check mark behind your name with him. And it was very appreciated. I think he's one of the treasures of this state with regards to sports. And I think there's going to come a time where he's not going to call Brewer games anymore. Whoever takes that job has a huge, huge role to fill.
Yeah, that's big. Andy, thank you so much for sharing stories about Bob Uecker with us.
Glad I could do it.
That's Andy Baggett. He's a sports writer for the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about the legendary Bob Uecker on his 81st birthday.